Does the aurora produce sound? Observers have long wondered whether the aurora borealis produces any discernible sound. Settlements across northern latitudes reported for centuries that sound sometimes accompanied the northern lights. Witnesses told of a quiet, almost imperceptible crackling, whooshing or whizzing noise during particularly violent northern lights displays. Still in the 18th century, reports of exceptional red northern lights in Scotland, producing a noise as of huge armies battling in the sky, sparkled superstition and fear, and was later believed to have foretold the massacres of the French Revolution. Auroral noise became the subject of debate in the first decades of the 20th century, and was generally dismissed by scientists, and referred to as folklore or auditory illusion. Data recorded around that time suggested that the lights commonly took place 100 kilometers above the Earth, and very rarely below 80 kilometers. The idea that an aurora could transmit sound to the ground from up there was regarded as impossible. Canadian astronomer Clarence Chant became instead fascinated with auroral sounds reports from around the Arctic. In his research, he argued that the motion of the northern lights alters Earth's magnetic field and changes the electrification of the atmosphere, producing a crackling sound. According to this theory, sound would be created closer to the Earth's surface when the modified electrification meets objects on the ground, from clothes and trees to the cladding on buildings, much like static. Chant's paper went largely unnoticed in the 1920s, but is widely accepted by scientists today, although there's still debate as to how exactly the mechanism for producing the sound operates. The theory is also supported by the occasional reports of ozone smell, a metallic odor similar to an electrical spark, during extreme northern lights displays. In recent times, various attempts at recording the sound of the aurora have been made. In 2016, a Finnish study allegedly captured the sound made by the northern lights just 70 meters above ground level. If you want to hear the northern lights for yourself, keep in mind that this is an exceptional occurrence. You may have to spend a considerable amount of time in the polar regions, since sound is only present in 5% of all violent aurora, and mostly heard on the top of mountains, surrounded by just a few buildings.